This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Patrick, how are you, sir?
Doing great, Mike. How are you?
Doing better now that you're here. Welcome to the studio lounge. And how's the conference going for you so far? Back in person, your thoughts on that?
It's great that it's back in person.
Yeah.
You know, it felt so long in those last 2 years, and it's just to be able to connect with the credit union people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all advocates for members and consumers. It's really good.
Indeed. Yeah, it's good to be back for sure. The topic today, we're talking about cloud, the migration to the cloud. We were talking before the recording, like, cloud seemed to be a big deal about 4 or 5 years ago. Then it kind of went under the radar for a little bit, and now it's back with a vengeance. So it's really up, really top priority for a lot of folks there. So give me your thoughts on cloud migration, why it's so important for credit unions these days.
Well, you're right. I mean, everything ebb and flows. And, you know, with the cloud technology now, when you look at credit unions, you know, there's a couple things. It's about scalability, right? When you move to the cloud, things can just be done quicker and more easier.
Oh, yeah. More efficiently, yeah.
Because think about all the hardware people have to purchase, the SQL servers, all of that. You have to manage that if you are not on the cloud. You know, so all those on-prem solutions. Now, at the cloud, you're buying just a little piece of, you know, storage, a little piece of memory, in terabytes,
mm-hmm.
obviously,
yeah.
right? But you're buying that. And it is, so it's so scalable. If you want to make a quick change, if you want to add something to your existing technology, it's very simple.
Yeah.
It makes it so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the other thing too is, and this is so interesting, just the other day, you know, we were doing some research, and, you know, with our data scientists, we go out and we can do a lot of cool things. So we were doing some screen scrapes of like all of the job openings across credit union land. It's like 7,000 job openings, and over 60% of those were IT related.
Really?
Positions.
Oh my gosh.
So you think about the resources that it takes to manage all your servers, you know, database analysts, all those business analysts. You know, those are people that you have to hire to manage hardware all the time,
mm-hmm.
to manage processes. When you have it on the cloud, you don't need as many resources. So it's a, you know, it's lower cost,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So lower cost of ownership long term, absolutely
mm-hmm.
in the cloud. And then the other thing you hear about too is security, and that it, you think about, oh, I don't want my data out on the cloud.
Well,
guess what? Your data is already out on the cloud. I mean, it's all over, and you have so many more things you can do to really make sure that data is secure. So it's, you have on prem. Actually, if you look at many of the breaches that have taken place, it's been for on-prem solutions and not cloud.
Interesting.
So,
oh my gosh.
The cloud is a little more secure than maybe what people think about.
Yeah. Because I think that's a concern with a lot, especially in the early days, and now it's coming back. So people are, well, they're always asking the security question,
mm-hmm.
especially in today's day and age, for sure. So the significance of this for credit unions, obviously, like you said, you know, it's more efficient, maintenance, cost, all those buzzwords.
Yeah.
What else is the significance for cloud for credit unions these days?
So I think so take some of our solutions, for example, and, you know, we do a lot of predictive analytics, and we do a lot of dashboards. Well, business changes quickly and rapidly. So the ability then to, you know, add something, change something, it's real-time data.
Mm-hmm.
You're not having to wait overnight for anything to run.
Right.
So it's immediate data. And if you need to do analysis on something quickly, you can pull up a dashboard and you can create a dashboard, and it's done right away. So it's just, it's more efficient,
mm-hmm.
it's more effective. And again, you're trying to save money long-term. That's what the cloud does. It's that lower cost of ownership.
Yeah, no doubt. So that's a big thing for credit unions, for sure.
Is.
If they can save some cash in one area, they can reallocate it to another area. So,
absolutely.
Especially technology, which is what we're all striving for these days, it seems like. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, good stuff. Anything else to add, Patrick, on this topic? Because obviously it's going to get more, it's going to grow in significance as time goes on.
I just think as data, as you know, we see changes in technology, you think about AI,
mm-hmm.
You think about machine learning, you know, all of that stuff is, you know, going to require expertise. And it may require expertise long-term or short-term at the credit union. Let's face it, credit unions are probably not going to go out and hire data scientists per se. Some do, but they're hard to find.
Yeah.
Or if you start to look at artificial intelligence, to have the technology needed to do all of that on-prem gets really expensive.
Yeah.
But credit unions will need that type of technology and those types of solutions to be successful, to compete with the fintechs. One way to do that is, you know, put it on the cloud and then hire people to do it for you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, anytime you can say, okay, we need to compete with the fintechs, then you're getting people's attention.
Exactly.
And, okay, how do we do that? Because they're nipping at our heels every day, for sure.
You know, think about it too. If you went to increase your storage instead of having to stand up another SQL server.
That, oh my gosh, I was thinking the same thing. The hardware issue.
Then you just have to, it's, you pay for what you use. And it's not like you have to stand up another server, all the work behind that. You just purchase extra terabytes.
Exactly. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
Good stuff. What, last question for you, and this is kind of a little bit coming in from left field, but what are some challenges that credit unions are having in this area? What's the challenge for them to hop on the cloud, or is there one?
Well, number one, I think it's getting over that fear of their data.
Okay.
Right.
Being out in the cloud. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because no one wants, obviously, a potential breach, and they don't want that data being somewhere that they feel like they don't have control over. That's probably the biggest thing that we run into.
Right.
Is that transferring that data, I would say. But making sure that credit unions understand it's very secure.
Right.
And that we have all of the security in place, and most cloud providers do. That was just going to not be an issue.
Right.
And that's probably the biggest thing we come up with.
Okay, good stuff. All right, anything else, Patrick? Anything else? I mean, again, this is going to grow in significance as time goes on,
for
sure.
It is.
It's coming back with a vengeance.
I agree. No, I think that credit unions will need to do this to be successful in the future, and it's just going to save them money.
Yeah.
And what it's going to do is really provide them the ability to be more competitive.
Indeed. Yeah, it's amazing how far we've come and how far we've transformed. So good stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, Patrick, well, I'm going to let you get back at it. I know you got a busy schedule, but we appreciate your time today. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
You are. This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.